here's a story from The World.
Today in London, one of the largest funerals in modern history. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II was pulled by sailors of Her Majesty's Royal Navy. Members of the royal family followed in a massive procession of military regiments, bands, and dignitaries. Tens of thousands of people lined the road. Today was the culmination of 10 days of national mourning following the Queen's death on September the 8th. Beginning last Wednesday night, close to a million people inched forward in hours-long lines for a chance to walk by her casket on display in Westminster Hall. This morning, Britain's new king, Charles III, accompanied his mother's casket to nearby Westminster Abbey. Some 2,000 invited guests were waiting in the cathedral. Dignitaries spoke, including the Archbishop of Canterbury and Prime Minister Liz Truss, who delivered a prayer from John 14:2.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Following all the hymns and prayers, the Dean of Westminster Abbey, the Reverend David Hoyle, pronounced the blessing.
God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the king, the common.
As the service concluded, congregants in Britons everywhere stood for the national anthem, getting used to the change in lyrics. God save the king. Outside of Westminster Abbey on the streets of London, it was eerily quiet. Reporter Rebecca Rossman was there and has more.
Every detail of the funeral was signed off by the Queen herself before her death. If it all seemed so perfectly choreographed, that's because it was. Some 4 billion people tuned in from around the world as London came to a standstill on Monday from the early hours of the morning.
Well, I'm walking down Edgware Road towards the mall here, and I'm just passing all the shops. You know, everything's closed except for, I would say, save for a few bodegas here. You expect things like banks to be closed, of course, and, you know, boutique shops, but here I'm passing a pharmacy here. It says, "We at Safer Pharmacy share in the nation's deep loss and sadness at the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And then they have a notice saying, "It's only right that we alter our operational arrangements on the day of the funeral to ensure our healthcare team can participate and show their respect to." So even pharmacies are going to be closed today.
Lines of shops plastered similar messages on their window fronts alongside images of the late queen. Supermarkets, bakeries, even McDonald's was closed so that staff could pay their respects. Ceremonial music played as thousands piled into Hyde Park to watch the funeral on one of the giant jumbotrons. 67-year-old Jill Wilson shows me a 4-foot stuffed Paddington bear she sewed together herself for the occasion.
Sounds pretty inspired.
The lovable brown teddy bear became associated with the Queen after they made a special sketch together to mark her platinum jubilee last June. Free screenings were also available at 150 cinemas across the country. Doreen Henderson decided to watch from this theater near London's West End.
I don't think this has ever happened in the UK before. Yeah, like live screenings. They do it for musicians sometimes, but not funerals.
Others went for the pub experience. Here at the Ship Tavern, first opened in 1549, silent customers took delicate sips of their pints as they watched the final moments of the hour-long service held at Westminster Abbey. 2,000 carefully selected guests invited to stand inside the Abbey included U.S. President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and French President Emmanuel Macron. There were also those who were noticeably not invited, like Russian President Vladimir Putin, along with the leaders of Belarus and Myanmar. Even with nearly 2 decades of preparations, one of the thorniest tasks for the organizers was balancing diplomacy and security. Despite attempts by the British government to restrict traffic by having world leaders transported by bus, high-profile dignitaries were, in the end, allowed to bring their own vehicles. Some onlookers caught a glimpse of Biden sitting inside his armored presidential limousine, known as the Beast, Monday morning after he got stuck in traffic near Marble Arch Tube Station. London Metropolitan Police said the funeral was the, quote, largest single policing event the force has undertaken, even more challenging than the 2012 Olympics. And then London went silent for 2 minutes as part of the funeral ceremony. Crowds scattered along the mall remained quiet as the Queen's hearse made its way across London before being taken to Windsor for a family service. And finally, interment. She was buried alongside her husband, Prince Philip, who died in 2021, and the many royals that preceded her. As the ceremonies came to a close, onlookers like Simon Warren and his young son Freddie began to ponder the royals who will follow her.
It's sad that she's died, but now we have a king.
I think the biggest thing for us is that in our generation, we'll never see a queen again, I don't think.
And while many shied away from talking too much about the newly crowned King Charles III, polls show he faces an uphill battle to match the popularity of his late mother. He has big shoes to fill, Warren says, shoes that may have been better fit for the Queen. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in London.